Thank you, and I also want to applaud this idea to do something new and different from what we are used to. It's risky business, but thanks to all of you, and even in the first place, it was stimulating, generated some new ideas, but also repeated some old cliches, particularly when it comes to the contributions from the region. It was more about what the EU does wrong or not enough, rather than what we in the Western Balkans should do better and more. And I applaud the two ladies, Hedvig and Senada, for not joining that approach. It's the fact is that what I haven't heard enough is that what makes the difference is the political will, courage, responsibility, and leadership. And this is what allowed for Serbia to progress and what not allowed Bosnia-Herzegovina or Macedonia to progress, because there is no political will among the local leaders, and this cannot be substituted by any pressure from outside. So instead of asking or putting the blame on European Union or criticizing the EU for not doing enough, not doing well enough, it's better and more important to ask for ourselves, what can we do more, what can we do better? And there are so many things when you, non-executive leaders, but people who have their role and their authority within your societies can do, namely building the elements and pillars of democratic society, vibrant civil society, independent media. They are terrible when they are independent. We hate them, but the fact is that they serve as watchdogs, and we correct our behaviors and our instincts because we know that they are here. Take care about the youth, of course, and take care and make sure that all the standard democratic principles are applied in your countries, and you can do a lot about it. Stop playing the game about blame this or that personality, political leader. It will not help. Try to help to change the atmosphere so that type of statements or type of policies, as Mr. Dodik represents, will be seen as ridiculous. But stop believing that if this or that politician is gone, everything will be changed. I like the Goran's narrative, and I agree with you that from now on it's different. But knowing the European Union inside out, I'm also not very optimistic that we will be able to present it in a way that we are not pushing for lowering the criteria. So this will be the biggest challenge, and probably even more important, that this will not be interpreted in the countries of the Western Balkans as a message that EU is going to do things differently and will do more for you, and you will have to do, or you will be allowed to do less. And to Stephen's question, if I was asked by Tim that same question he asked Federica, I wouldn't say yes, because it makes no sense for me to get more involvement into the Bosnian affairs if the Bosnian leaders are enjoying the fact that ever since the April package of 2006 up until the Sejdić-Finsić case earlier this year, they say no to every international community's initiative, and it makes them more popular back home. Or what international negotiations would help the Macedonian prime minister to change his attitude if it's these policies that have helped him to win the parliamentary elections four times? The fact that he's losing his country doesn't seem to be relevant to him, but I would advise strongly against any international role if there is no will. Belgrade, Pristina demonstrated that will. They needed help to bridge the remaining gaps, and they received that help. But Keti did not present the paper and did not ask them to sign up to the paper. She said, I'm ready to sit with you and to help you, but it's your process, it's your ownership, and this is how it works. Gerald is very much right, as always. There is no enlargement fatigue, but there is hostility against enlargement in certain European circles, and don't blame the European Union for it. It's the fact that European Union or many political leaders, political parties, do not see continuation of enlargement process as something that will make the EU stronger and more efficient. And this is the main responsibility for this region, for your leaders and for you. Produce good news, convinced by what you do and not by what you say, that enlargement is equally beneficial for the European Union as it is for you, because it's not a humanitarian assistance, it's certainly not one-way street, and certainly not a gift that EU owes to present to you. unless we understand that this is what we are talking about, we will be meeting for years continuing the same blame game. Thanks.